We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors in Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
This is Man with Pants or something it's called?
Bob playing his Casio keyboard over there.
Yeah. Isn't that the name of the group who sings it, Men with Pants?
Yeah, Women with Pants.
Women with Pants? Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Like a good pants suit.
We're all ready for the draft.
You've been ready for weeks.
Yeah.
And you had your draft off by a week. It should have been last week. Last Thursday night. You were off on Friday, right?
Last Thursday night was the night.
Last Thursday night was definitely the night because
everybody's ready. It was in between sports.
There was nothing on last Thursday night. There was no sports on. It should have been last Thursday night.
Yep. I think so. That was the sweet spot.
I mean, there was literally, I sat down on Thursday night ready to consume a game.
Everybody was done. I mean, this week we heard from Brett Veach earlier. They're calling each other to see if the phone lines work. I mean, come on. That means you're done.
Yeah. What are you doing this week? Well, we're seeing if New England screwing anybody.
We're testing the draft night phone numbers. Yeah, I think you're all done, ready to go.
Anybody leaking information to Belichick? Because he's going to be on the draft coverage with Pat McAfee.
Ooh.
Do you think anybody's leaking information to Belichick?
Does he report to CTE ESPN or just regular ESPN?
Just regular now, but he should go to CTE ESPN. Mm. Like Antonio Brown should have tried to hire him.
So Brett Veach was asked Friday, the pre-draft and news conference, whether or not it's hard to get a trade partner now. Will teams deal with you? Will teams, I guess, answer the phone?
That's right.
So I suppose it's good to start testing those phones to see if it will answer when you call.
The only way you get them to answer is calling now and test day.
Yeah. We're going to call you again on Thursday, and they block the number. Like, oh, man.
But I thought this line worked.
Has it been more difficult to get teams to deal with you?
Yes and no. I think that if a team, if it can benefit them, I think they're always going to pick up the phone and call and be willing to work. I don't think a team is going to, diminish their ability to do something they really want to do just because it's the Chiefs. I do think, though, that the ability to deal with certain teams, it's always – been understood that if you're going to deal with a team in your division, there's a little bit more of a premium. But I think just some of the AFC teams in general that are consistent playoff performers, I mean, the Buffaloes and the Cincinnati's and the Baltimore's, I mean, it's probably a little bit harder to deal with those teams. And even if they do pick up the phone, I think some of their asking prices are a tick higher. So I think we get hit with a little bit more interest, but I think that there's always a way to make a deal, but I think certain teams will probably up the price up a little bit.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I call these guys. No, yeah, we're not getting a good deal necessarily. They're going to ask for more. They're going to ask for more if I call them.
Of course they are.
If somebody else call them.
Well, it's smart to do. Yeah. I mean, like if you see 816 roll in, right? You go, okay, that's Kansas City. That's the Chiefs. Yeah, we're going to charge them a little bit more and see if they pay it. You know, they can see, you know, I don't want to say a sucker is born every minute or a sucker's coming.
What are they up to?
But you know what? If they want somebody, we're going to make them pay and we're going to benefit from it. And we're going to take advantage because draft picks, prospects like that, those are assets to you as an organization. You have to be willing to be transactional. What have we seen since the Royals have become more transactional? They become a better team, right? They become a better team since they've been more transactional. And so I kind of see where Brett is coming from. I'm sure there are some teams out there, your Baltimores, your Buffaloes, your Cincinnati's, your Chargers, your Raiders, your Broncos, teams of that nature that have no interest whatsoever anymore of trading, you know, with the Chiefs. And so I think once you get past those teams, then there's other teams out there that aren't very good, like Carolina. And I keep going back to Carolina and their coach, Bobby Carnivore or something, you said his name was earlier?
Yeah, I did. I think I won't remember his real name. Dave Canales.
Yeah, there it is. I don't know how we got Bobby Carnivore out of that, well, but we did.
That's where I went.
So that guy, he needs picks, right? Raheem Morris in Atlanta probably now needs picks because we'll get to what's happening to them in a little bit. There are teams out there that are going to need draft picks that are saying, okay, we need more than whatever this player is going to do for us at pick number 7. And the Chiefs are offering us 3 picks for our 1 pick. We're not ready to win today. We need a lot of help. We'll be willing to do that. Any team that's not willing to do that, especially one that's picking consistently in the top 15, well, then you're not doing it right, and you're always going to be picking in the top 15. You need a roster overhaul, and the best way to do that is to nail your drafts, and the more picks you have, if you believe in your general manager and your scouting department, the better off you are. So I understand what Brett's saying. Like, yeah, there's going to be some teams that have no interest in trading with you, mm-hmm. but there should be plenty of teams out there that are saying, yeah, we'll let you move up here. We'll take 3 of yours for 1 of ours. Just makes sense.
Yeah, you got to find the right deal. That's all. You got to find the right person that's going to look past who you are and then what they can give you.
Right.
And then, you know, trading back might be better. I mean, you might get more teams that you want to trade back and they want to trade up. You get probably more takers for that.
Then you're rewarding the Chiefs with more picks. And what does Brett Veach do? Well, hit on his picks too, you know?
Correct.
I'd rather take 3 of the Chiefs and give them 1 of mine.
Yeah, like, you're willing to move back? Yeah. Oh, well, now what are you up to? Yeah. No, it creates doubt all over the place.
Yeah, we'll take 3 of your picks, Brett, but could you make them for us?
Yeah.
After you give them to us?
Yeah.
Just hypothetically, who would you take with those picks?
Right.
You know, pretend like you're just surveying and whatever and writing them down frantically, and they make those same picks of those 3 players that they had targeted there. He also spoke about Hollywood Brown, and I thought this was interesting because there is a clear, definitive, this is what Hollywood Brown is.
Mm-hmm.
they addressed the defense in the offseason. It was to retain a bunch of their guys. They basically brought back the entire defensive line. Had to let L'Jarius Sneed go. Cost of doing business kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Weren't gonna pay that price. L'Jarius Sneed goes. They had to get that taken care of. They had to get taken care of the defensive line all coming back, including Chris Jones, but they brought back everybody along the defensive line. And then they got to the offensive side.
Like every year, whether it be free agency in the draft, if there's an opportunity to add a playmaker for Pat, we're always going to be looking for those options and played it out, so to speak, you know, in some other positions. And I think we were lucky that, you know, Hollywood situation played out the way he did, and think he's going to be a great 1-year addition for us, and he's going to set himself up nicely moving forward. So I think we're excited, and, you know, it's like I said, every year is different and unique. And I think with the resources we had available, we maximized what we can do this offseason.
So it felt like, oh, we're going to press it. We're going to go out there and absolutely have to get a wide receiver. But if the right move comes our way, we'll do it. And Hollywood Brown's contract situation did. Oh, he's available on a 1-year deal. Okay, let's talk. It's just a 1-year deal.
He's going to be a great 1-year addition for us, and he's going to set himself up nicely moving forward.
That's so good.
There's your goal sentence, Mr. Hollywood. Go bust it because you're here on 1 year, and you know you can make the most of it.
Yeah.
But we were just looking for a one year type guy in free agency,
and they got him.
They got it.
Here's the deal. We'll give you $11 million. You come in here. You do good with Patrick Mahomes. You'll go get a nice contract from somebody else.
Yes.
We're not giving you that contract. Yeah. And look, that's where the Chiefs are. They showed their hand when they didn't pay Tyreek Hill. They're not signing a wide receiver to big money. It's just not happening. They will draft wide receivers if they can and utilize guys on their rookie contracts for 4 or 5 years. But this organization showed its hand. If they were going to spend money on a wide receiver, they would have kept the guy that they had. They're not going to go out and break the bank on wide receivers. They'll be in that second tier of wide receivers when it comes to free agency, and they'll allow Patrick Mahomes to make that second-tier wide receiver a first-tier wide receiver. And I think that's kind of the playbook going forward. The only way that we're going to get, in my opinion, a legitimate top-round, top-10, if you will, pick type of wide receiver is to fall flat on our faces and not win the Super Bowl. And I don't want that to happen. I like where we are right now from a winning standpoint, mm-hmm. right? It's the only way we can do it unless you are willing to trade a lot of your future for a pick now, which I would be willing to do for Marvin Harrison Jr. to move yes. up to number four.
We'll get to some of the rumor mill coming up in our next segment. I got to admit, I was a little bit bummed. Transfer portal news. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is not coming to the Big 12.
No.
Or the SEC. Or anybody on relevant television.
No.
I'm bummed. So the big dude from Indiana State.
Right.
What were some of his other nicknames?
The round mound of rebound.
Larry Nerd.
Yeah, Larry Nerd was
Steph
a good
Blurry.
One. Yeah.
Get some of the great nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Big Kid. Where's the goggles?
Right.
He's transferring with his coach to St. Louis.
You know what? That just seems poetic, doesn't it?
He's going from Indiana State to
SLU. The sixth most dangerous city in the world.
To SLU. This guy should have been in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm. But he's going with his coach. That's kind of cool.
I appreciate that, but I wanted him on TV more.
Well, I'm sure you can find him on a streaming service.
I want to see him on Oklahoma. Felt like Oklahoma felt right to me. I don't know why. Maybe because the bearded, they got that bearded guy a couple years ago. I remember it was a hot name in the tournament, and it looked like he was a woodsman, and then he ended up Oklahoma. I'm like, man, send this kid
was
to Oklahoma.
Was that the guy from West Virginia, Pitsnoggle?
No, Pitsnoggle stayed at Pitt in West Virginia.
Is he still with us?
Pitsnoggle?
Yeah.
Well, probably playing somewhere, but not college basketball. So he's following his coach to SLU. How boring.
How cool.
He's going to be in the A-10 where you, I don't know, tell me where A-10 basketball
is. Well, I can actually tell you, it's on Tubi.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Sure, so CBS Sports
so
Network.
I'm bummed. He's not in the Power Four where we can actually watch him.
If you really want to watch him, Josh, you can watch him.
True.
Because if I hear another person tell me you can't watch
the
Royals.
I just want to stumble upon him more frequently than we did last year.
Yeah, and you will. I'll let you know when I'm watching a CBS Sports Network game in November on a random Tuesday if he's playing.
Well, that's where he was before, and I never saw him. So he's there again.
But now you have a reason to watch. You didn't know this guy a year ago.
No. He should have went to a Power Four, though.
I really think it's cool that he's following his coach. Have we seen that? Other than the guy following his dad from, like, Iowa to wherever the hell that guy went, West Virginia. Didn't somebody go from, like, Iowa State to West Virginia or Eastern Iowa University?
Oh, Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa
kid went with his dad to West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. And then you had guys that left their father, like the Fran McCaffrey kid.
Good.
Couldn't even want to play for his dad. How are you supposed to recruit when a kid doesn't even want to play for his dad?
Oh, that's good with him going. Don't fall for the fake Adam Schefters this week. There's your heads up. I'll continue to pound that. But the real one does have some interesting nuggets we'll get to next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I believe in miracles. Join us for the 610 Sports Radio Draft Party Thursday night, the Landing in Liberty. Hope to see everybody there. The entire 610 crew will be on hand. Character Concerns will broadcast live during the opening round.
It's all brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Fill out your draft pick sheet. One winner is going to win $610.
Do it after the draft.
Autographed Chiefs merchandise. You have to have it turned in before we get started. But the best picks, someone's going to win $610. So we hope to see you there on Thursday night at the Landing in Liberty.
Where's the draft this year?
The D, I believe.
I'm Eminem. This is Roger Goodell. And we are so fired up this year for the NFL draft. Live from the D. You can just say Detroit.
That's what I said.
And you said the D.
Detroit!
Am I being punked?
The D.
The D. We'll be at the D.
The fact that Roger Goodell is playing the jackass in that commercial is the best.
It's really good.
Like, Eminem is all serious. Remember when Eminem went on with Brett Musburger and Kirk Herbstreit like 10 years ago and had that weird look and he was off the set? Do you guys remember that when Eminem went on with them during the college football game and was like just like looking around like it looked like he had been hammering back alcoholic beverages all afternoon and now he's playing the straight guy and Roger Goodell is like, the D!
I'm Eminem. This is Roger Goodell and we are so fired up this year for the NFL draft.
Live from the D.
Live from the D.
It's just tremendous. Mm.
So the real Adam Schefter, because I clicked on it and it actually went to the ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Is he in the D yet?
Got to make sure you do that. Is out with his draft notes and intel. What Adam Schefter is hearing, says ESPN. So the Cardinals, who own the fourth pick, are still listening, are still open for business, but not expected to make any move until they're on the clock.
That's fine.
So we can set the groundwork to get up to get Marv at four, or Malik Nabers.
Or Malik Nabers, one or the other.
That would be the Chiefs. That would be the Chiefs, right?
Oh God, yes.
That would like the Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes,
right? Everybody thinks you're going up to get Deshaun Watson, you take Mahomes.
Take Mahomes. So everybody think going up to get Harrison and they take Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I could live with that.
Oh, but I could live with either one of those
but
guys.
But the fourth overall pick is open for business, according to Schefter.
Right.
And no sales expected to be until the Cardinals are on the clock.
And they originally said that it would take three first-round draft picks to move up to pick number four overall. Mm-hmm. I, honest to God, based on what the Chiefs have done in the draft, picking at number 32, what they've done, you know, on the field, I don't think that's a high asking price for the Chiefs at all. Now, it may be a high asking price for a team like Chicago or Carolina or Denver or the Raiders or, you know, some team that's trying to win that hasn't won. But with where the Chiefs are and with the roster that they have and the coach that they have and the quarterback that they have, to give up three first-round draft picks to move up to number four to basically have your choice of any wide receiver that's out there that you're going to have locked down for the next, I don't know, 4 to 5 years on a rookie deal, why wouldn't you give up those three first-round picks to move up to number four overall? I just can't think of any reason why I would not do that. Now, the flip side is Monty Ossenfoot going to give
Fort.
Up? Is he going to give up his number four overall pick to pick at 32, 32, and 32 in the first round for the next couple of years? He absolutely should, because they're going to have their own first round pick.
I mean, what are the odds the Chiefs are winning at 3 years in a row, Monty Ossenfoot?
Good. I think they're real good. But if you're Monty Ossenfoot, and you've got the opportunity.
Because Monty Ossenfort's thinking they're going to get to like 24 one of the years. Great. Good. I hope he thinks that.
Okay, fine.
He's getting 332s, but
right. That's
fine.
But think about it this way.
I'm selling it as, what are the odds? What are the odds, Monty? These are better than 32s anyway. This is like you're going to get like a 24 one year, and I don't know, at worst, like a 28.
Monty, we'll get knocked out of the division round if you give us the fourth pick. All right.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario is Monty Ossenfoot has
Fort.
Excuse you?
Fort.
Oh. Has two first-round picks in 25 and two first-round picks in 26 and then gets the Chiefs' first-round pick this year. Maybe you throw in a fifth, right? Mm. I mean, that to me right there, that has to be worth it. Knowing the next 2 years you've got two first-round draft picks, that builds your franchise, man. That's how you can get George Karloftis and your Trent McDuffie.
Monty Ozenfort.
Let's go. So when you're calling the phone lines today and tomorrow, Brett, and you're pranking them, hey, you got any Prince Albert in a can? is your refrigerator running?
You better catch it.
Better say catch Buffalo's it. Refrigerator is running.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is running right now. Buffalo's not trading with us, though. But if you get up to number four, you've now passed Buffalo. You've passed Cincinnati, both teams that have also been linked to wide receivers, right? So that's the phone call that you make. That's the trade that you present. And if you're Monty Ozenfort, you take Fort. That trade.
Another nugget he has is that Jaden Daniels is ready to accept being picked number two.
He has no interest in playing for Washington.
Well, he does. He says he'll play for anybody, but would have liked to have more face time with the Commanders during his visit last week. I told you so. This is my I told you so.
Yeah.
Remember last week's story? Washington brought in like four quarterbacks on the same day and had them like waiting in the lobby behind each other and then brought them all in.
Yeah.
So bad. I'm like, no, you got to make them feel wanted. You're picking it two. I felt like they made it, it'd be an honor for you to play for us, where they should be making the pitch to them, even though they don't have control, but make the pitch, make them feel valuable. And here we are. Daniels would have liked to have more face time with the Commanders during the visit last week, which included three of the other top quarterbacks in his class. but the consensus is Jane Daniels will go two to Washington now.
Right.
Patriots could be trading down as well. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
So three and four, you get to three and four in this draft. Those are probably going to be quarterbacks.
Don't the Patriots kind of owe us for Pioli? And Castle. Like, don't you think Brett should pick up the phone and call Robert and be like...
And his last title?
Yeah.
Bill's last title?
Bill's last title, too. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean...
Is there a reason we had D Ford line up offsides? Maybe this is it.
This is the payback? We can get to three?
But don't you think, like, the Patriots deep down know that they owe us? Like, we foisted Pioli and Castle on you. That was, like, the worst foisting in the history of foisting, right? And you owe us one, New England. So if you're looking to trade out of three, call us, give us the first right of refusal. That's the least you can do.
So the Bears are being praised today as well, according to Schefter, because he says they did something smart. Caleb Williams was in for a visit, and instead of going out with the suits, they sent him out with the boys, like a recruiting visit, apparently.
Those always go well.
So apparently they gave him the credit card, and they sent him out with teammates instead of the front office guys for dinner.
I don't really care. Give me the amount of the bill, where they went, and what they did.
I hope they ran it up.
I hope they spent every dime.
Here's the corporate credit card and just freak the heck out of the
Somewhere
Bears.
Ted's going, oh my God, my first day on the job, and I got a credit card bill for $1.5 million from dinner?
I got to authorize this? So some of the team guys, Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, TJ Edwards, and others, went out to dinner with Caleb Williams, see if he'd fit in.
You totally abused that credit card, right?
Yes, it's like a recruiting visit.
Yeah.
Hey, take him out.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Did you ever get the work credit card ever?
Stakes all around.
You ever go anywhere with the work credit card and they say, go ahead and...
No, I've never been handed.
One time I did that, and I've told that story
I think
before.
I've always been told there was no work credit card.
Right.
Usually what I
or it just doesn't work if you try to use it.
Pay it yourself and we'll reimburse you.
They never gave you the work credit card, said use this, and then it doesn't go through?
No, never happened.
I've seen that happen.
Then there's the Falcons. I think worth it. Don't you?
Yes.
So what? If they get a little tampering charge against them but got Kirk Cousins to come in for a new head coach, isn't that worth it?
It is.
So according to ESPN, they're going to receive more severe punishment for allegedly tampering with Kirk Cousins, including draft picks. Now, finding out where they are first, but I think that's worth it, don't you?
Does Minnesota get those picks, or they just take them away from the Falcons? I don't think Minnesota will get those picks. I think they just take them away from Atlanta, right?
I believe so, yeah.
It's not like, okay, we
hand them over.
Now, that would be the ultimate punishment, though. If you did get caught tampering, they took your picks and gave them to the team you messed with?
Yeah.
That would be fun. I'd like that angle of it.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all. They just lose picks.
Yeah, they just lose.
I don't think
everything.
They have to give up more to the Vikings, do they?
Right. No, I don't think they do. No, I don't think you give up anything.
Because last year the Chiefs picked at 31. Was it Miami who got stripped of a pick last year for tampering?
Miami did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that Tom
Brady? Yeah, Tom on the boat.
Yeah, Tom on the boat. That's right. Yeah.
So they just take it out of, and it's just gone.
It's just gone. Yeah. Somebody doesn't get that pick. Yeah.
And then like looking back to Jeremy Maclin, that was worth it. It was. Oh, yeah. It was still stupid that Andy Reid, who has a personal connection with a guy, they had to give up a pick for calling him.
Right.
And he knows the guy. He's got his number. Mm-hmm. He's been on his team before. He called him.
He was just making sure the phone line worked.
Right. Make sure the phone line works. Setting up the
When free agency began, it worked.
I still think it was stupid. It was fine. Like, ultimately, it's fine. They got Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
So it took an extra phone call or two. Whatever.
Yeah, big deal.
Whatever.
Hey, Jeremy Macklin's coaching Webster Groves High School right now. Mm-hmm. He's the head football coach over there.
And then what's going to happen with the Chargers?
I don't know.
Are they going to trade out of 5 because J.J. McCarthy is going to be sitting there and they're going to try to get some team to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy?
They're doing the call outs for this one. Hey, McCarthy's available. You interested?
Our coach will call you directly and tell you all about him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys like to trade up to 5?
Jim Harbaugh's booking appearances between 11 and 1 Eastern time to call teams and let them know how good J.J. McCarthy is. Well, why don't you just draft him and trade Justin Herbert?
Yes. And then if McCarthy goes at 4, say somebody trades up like the Vikings or something, trade up to get to 4, then I think the worst case scenario happens, which is the Chargers then end up with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
I don't want Herbert and Marvin Harrison Jr. playing together.
But I will say this. If the Vikings trade up to 4 and take J.J. McCarthy, they deserve pain and anguish for the next 20 years.
Yeah, I don't like that pick.
Seriously, like if you're trading up to 4 for J.J. McCarthy.
The fawning over yourselves about J.J. McCarthy, I don't think it's going to get you anywhere. I don't think.
And then Harbaugh, like, I'll put it into a context we can understand here in Kansas City. This is Bubba Starling in the draft. And the Royals begging that he goes before they pick.
Yes.
And then he's there, and you're like, oh, God.
I can't take him.
I don't want him, but we got to. What if he goes somewhere else and has success? Then we're screwed. So you take Bubba Starling. I think that's what Harbaugh is hoping for, that this guy isn't there at number 5. And if he is and you pass on him at number 5, you're exposed as a fraud. You really are. And you can fall back and say, we've got Justin Herbert.
Yeah, which is what you'll do.
But in all honesty, if you're Jim Harbaugh and you like this guy, don't you want him to be your quarterback together and you can bring this whole system in? Like, aren't you going to have more success right away with a guy who knows you and the system versus a guy that you're teaching the system to that's been a very marginal at best quarterback in the NFL? That's what Justin Herbert's been. He's a marginal quarterback that blew a playoff game. We can't say Justin Herbert is good and not judge him based on the way we judge other quarterbacks, and that's postseason success. He hasn't had any. He's a very marginal quarterback.
I think he's much better than marginal, but I want him out of the division, and so if they can find a way to ship him to the Vikings and take J.J. McCarthy, I'm all for it.
Go for it. That's what they need to do.
I think it'd be great for the Chargers.
And that's what CTE ESPN is reporting.
It'd be great for us. Be bad for the Chargers, I think, but great for us.
Would it be bad, though? I don't know that it would be. I really don't, because while I'm not a huge J.J. McCarthy fan, I like the pairing of a coach quarterback. I like that coach quarterback combination. They have experience together. They won a national championship together.
He's not good.
The learning curve isn't going to be that big.
Nice college winner.
I would do it if I'm the Chargers.
Nice college winner. I'll take my chances with him in the division.
I will do that trade if I'm the Chargers. You got to get J.J. McCarthy. It's the only way you're going to win in L.A.
Okay. I like where we're going here. We switch roles. That's good. So you think you're smarter than the GM, huh?
Is this a new show that Travis is hosting?
Travis is hosting this one. Odds are 221-1 against you. Hate to break it to you. Next.
Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember what a night.
brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I like this from the 913. It said, Vikings move up to draft JJ. Might as well get Christian Ponder out of retirement again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think he's an average quarterback. I don't.
Oh, I do too. That's why I want the Chargers to take him.
I'm not a big JJ McCarthy. But yeah, if he goes to the Chargers, I'll be thrilled. They part with Herbert to make way, but I know that's moving money and what have you. But if they do that, I'm thrilled for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. It's terrific for the Chiefs.
Well, CTESPN is reporting that it could happen.
Correct. That is Antonio Brown's breaking news site.
Mm-hmm.
CTESPN.
Great follow on the X, formerly Twitter.
And he's been posting things about sources that the trade is underway.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Vikings and the Chargers.
Sending, I hope it is.
Sending Herbert to the Vikings.
I hope it gets to a point where the mainstream media, like ESPN, has to credit CTESPN
Which happened by, was it Total Pro Sports?
Total Pro Sports,
they
yeah.
They said
according to CTESPN.
CTESPN.
Right. Like, which fine.
Is legitimately Antonio Brown's. His own breaking news outlet.
Right.
Where he's just posting stuff he hears or mm-hmm. talks to.
Which I think is great. It's
awesome.
It's a wildly entertaining follow on X, formerly Twitter. Go after it. Follow it. Enjoy it. I think he has an interview with Tyreek Hill, if you're interested in that, up there as well. So he's breaking news and creating jerseys. I mean, it's bizarre, guys. It is so much fun. Mm. Go follow it.
Streaming... Jumping into another sport for a final already?
Looks like it. The NBA may be streaming soon. The finals. They're an exclusive rights window to negotiate a new TV deal that ends today. And Andrew Marchand of wherever he is now.
The Athletic.
Athletic seems to believe that part of this new TV deal with the NBA will include either a conference final or the NBA finals on a streaming platform such as Amazon Prime Video.
Hmm.
I keep running into people by the day who say, oh, my God, I can't watch the Royals. That sucks. No, you can watch the Royals. And I asked you because you probably would have more of a recollection of this than I would because you're a little bit older and can remember a little bit further. Did people react like this when games started to move to cable? Did we lose our minds like
Not
we're
to
doing
this extent,
with the,
but a little
with
bit.
The streaming?
A little bit.
I mean, is it
because it was a big deal when everything moved off network TV?
Well, sure.
Well, heck, even ESPN.
Yeah, but
ESPN
I remember also the ESPN U days,
and then the ESPN U days, I think, probably caused more of a ripple than. But there was a while where you had to get ESPN,
right?
And that became kind of a chore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, you have cable. Oh, wow, you have ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
There was that for a while. But and then the U certainly was ruffling feathers for a lot of college fans when they put offshoot games on the U every once in a while trying to boost that brand.
Right.
And then but probably not the overtness of this, though, when we go streaming versus whatever.
And is it more people complaining because we have more ways to complain and more ways to voice our opinion than maybe back then?
There's
like
some of that.
Like when cable TV came in. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have text lines. We didn't have all that kind of stuff where people could weigh in constantly and voice their displeasure. You actually had to write a letter to somebody. And if the letter got there and you read it, then so be it. But most of the time, you didn't have the outlets and the ability. Like, you didn't have Twitter. You didn't have Facebook. You didn't have Instagram or places like that where you could go openly complain about things. So I don't know if it's the same amount of people that are complaining as did when it went from network to cable. It's just more pronounced now, and we know about it more now because we have more ways to communicate with people than ever before. So I don't know if it's if the percentage is higher or whatever the case may be, but I know every day I hear from literally every day somebody complains about not being able to see the Royals or the one Chiefs playoff game that was on Peacock or whatever the case may be. And, you know, this is where it's going. If the NBA finals end up on streaming and it does well, more and more leagues are going to go to that streaming platform and it's going to be a different way to consume games than we're used to. But that's what happens. Time marches on. Technology gets out there. People embrace the technology and start to use the technology. And it's going to change the way that we consume sports. And you know, I don't know that it sucks per se. It's better than having to go out and finding the southern sky to hoist a satellite dish.
Oh, no, I love those days myself. I thought that was great. Did it myself a couple times.
Oh, I did it myself many a time.
Get the compass out there, point in the southern sky, and see if you can get that thing dialed in.
Yeah. I had my first satellite on a ladder on a patio in Texas pointing towards the southern sky, and I marked the ground. So when I wasn't home, I pulled the ladder back in and then try to get the signal back. I mean, who the hell wants that nonsense?
I did that too. It was kind of great. Simpler time then.
But now you just stream.
Also, I just don't. It's one thing. I still think it's one thing if you take it off network and then go to streaming or network. Mm-hmm. But if you're going from cable, which is it's a lot of this has been on ESPN TNT, right?
Yeah, right. I think the NBA Finals have been on ABC.
Did they always push them to ABC still?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think still going from network TV to something radical like this still, for some reason, ruffles enough feathers. But I think if you're going from a cable to a streaming, what's the big deal? It's like a different, same thing, but different outlet.
Right.
You know? But if you don't want to pay the subscriptions, I get that too.
Well, what it all boils down to, because everybody you talk to is just lazy. We just want to hit the button.
If the NBA Finals goes to Amazon Prime and it's another tier, then that's an issue.
Yeah.
It becomes it's one more hurdle. You got to have Amazon Prime, then you have to have a package on Amazon Prime to then watch it. Right. Right.
Like, I don't know if you've seen the way that Max is pushing sports right now. They're like, Bleacher Report Sports on us for now, right? They're giving you TNT and all that stuff. Eventually, that's going to be an add-on in the Max app.
They're going to try to charge you for it.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime has Thursday night games.
Right.
You just get it with Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. If they ever have that where that's to a – you have it on Amazon Prime, it's you have to pay whatever the amount is for Thursday night football. That's going to be an issue.
Right.
If you –
And I think the NFL is sensitive to that.
If you send the NBA Finals to Amazon Prime and then have another tier where you have to go to get it, then I think that's where it continues to kind of add up.
Right. I'm with you on that. I've already got the Amazon Prime subscription. Now you're asking me to pay more to watch Thursday Night Football and pay more to do this and pay more to do that. Why do I have this subscription then? Yeah, no, I get that.
Becomes a problem.
Yeah.
All right, so many of you think you're probably smarter than the general manager. Like, I could do that job. I could go out there and make picks. I could do all this stuff. Guess what?
You can't.
You better not have 221 people on your draft board. I'm saying you better not, sicko. Like, if you're doing this in your spare time, you got issues. Leave it to the pros.
I wrote that down. I knew someone was going to ask me that. Because I never know. I just see a bunch of names up there.
Right.
I don't, like, count them. I sort of just move them around, and I have them in like, pockets. And But I was walking in here, I said, someone's going to ask me exactly how many guys I have on the board. So it's 221, which is a lot. But you'd have to come in here and be with me one day to see how I process this. Because, like, I have guys in the sixth or seventh round on my board, but I always know that we'll never get to the sixth and seventh round. So the total number of boards, total number of players on the board, 221. But in my mind, there's kind of like a line right there. And those guys in six and seven, we keep on the board because that's where I want to work down on free agency. And so I know where I'm going.
So basically, he's got 221 total players he's got an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's including, he mentioned the sixth and seventh. Those are the ones that are like undrafted free agents. Those are the ones you're keeping an eye on that either will go late, or if they don't go late, we want to keep an eye on them to bring in as an undrafted free agent, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
221 players.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah. So stop thinking you know more than these people. Like, they're paid to do this. They go out there and do research on all of these.
That's why
I am content with, like, I turn some of that over. Here's my short wish list every year, right? But I'm turning the rest over to people who do this all the time. And it ain't you in your basement.
Right.
It better not be.
I mean, as much as we love Jay, he's not doing 221 guys.
Oh, I hope not. There's no reason to. No one's paying you to research 221 people.
No. And if you are, oh, my God.
Stop. If you are, stop. It's not healthy for you. And no one's paying you to do it.
Because
stop doing it.
What percentage of the 221 guys could you do that Brett Veach does, right? Like, what percentage do you think you would have on your board that he has on his? 10%?
No.
You don't even think that high?
No. Well, no, because I wouldn't be doing third and fourth and fifth round. I don't know these people.
No,
are.
But some people do that, Josh.
Why?
There are gentlemen who sit in their basement thinking about the draft and put together their draft.
I understand.
Boards.
And the ones that put out the mock drafts of the seven rounds right. and blah, blah, blah. I appreciate that. They don't know anything about those. I mean, they're just working off other people's work.
But I'm saying there are people who
these
do
are,
this.
These are, they're doing their work here.
Right.
Brett Veach's crew is not going, hey, anybody know anything about 178 here? Nah, let's take a look at a mock draft of Pro Football Focus's guy that looked at. No, they're doing their work on this one.
So
they know that they probably met this person.
But what I'm getting at is if I told you to come up with 221 names mm-hmm. for this year's draft, mm-hmm. and you could have all the paperwork to see the names because nobody knows 221 players, right? You can't even name 221 players in the NFL right now. So if I said come up with 221 names and I want to compare it to the 221 that Brett Veach has on their list, how many do you think from your list or anybody's list would match up with what Brett Veach had? I think if you're at 10%, you've hit a big number because that's 22 of the 221 names to match up.
Yeah. But and then how many of the guys they know they're not going to get
and
aren't
and
on
that's
list?
The other thing, like is Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. on their list because they know, or maybe any of the quarterbacks, are they on the list? You know,
yeah. If those, I mean, I could get you the top 20 ish names in the total draft, but are those on their list or are they just like, well, that's we're not looking at that position, nor are we going to get that person,
right? Like JJ McCarthy not on our list, Jalen Daniels not on our list, you know, guys like that, like not on our list, Michael Penix Jr. None of the quarterbacks, yeah. Caleb Williams not on our list. Correct. We're not going to worry about.
We don't need
these
to waste
guys,
that time because
right?
we're not doing it. Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking. How many names, if that everybody was tasked?
I'm just saying that narrows down the percentage of numbers that would be similar.
Yeah, because you'd start going Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, down the list, right? And then you're like, wait a second here. None of these guys are ever going to be drafted by the Chiefs. I'm not going to waste my time with that, to which I appreciate the Chiefs or any other team that goes, we're picking 32. I'm not wasting my time with these quarterbacks. We're not looking for a quarterback or even a defensive lineman maybe at this point in time.
No. So let them do their homework.
Yeah.
Again, I looked back at that 22 draft, right? Where I read you the 22 years ago's draft of people. And I can tell you I knew none of them before the draft happened.
And
I'm pretty pleased with
where it turned out.
With everybody that was on that list. You did a pretty good job.
And I can also tell you that when you look at that list of the 2022 draft and you see Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round, not only did people like us not have him on the list, there were NFL teams that didn't have Isaiah Pacheco on the list.
They're pretty good at what they do.
Yeah.
Pretty good at what they do. If you missed any of the show today, our chat with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, our first look at the top 20 KC draft picks of all time. You can check it out, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. Listen on the go. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.